That's Paul W. Smith, a percussionist, won the John Philip Sousa Award, by the way. I'm playing the desk. And if you're listening on the podcast, you don't hear the music behind me, so you think I've lost my mind. I may have lost my mind, but that is what I'm doing. How about this one? It's a good thing we have WJR around. Let me explain why. To watch the institutional media since these plane crashes, they are all up in Trump's kitchen. No, they're not up in his kitchen. I don't know what the expression should be. But they're blaming Trump and Musk for all these cutbacks at the FAA, and that's why we're having all these problems. And you might hear that and believe it. Here's what you need to know. In President Joe Biden's first month, there were 57 aviation incidents in the United States. 57 Biden's first month. In President Trump's first month, 35. There's obviously great need for immediate improvement to the safety infrastructure. And they've got to do it, and that's what they're going to work on doing, getting back to knowing that somebody who has one of those important positions got there only because of their ability and merit. I don't know how anybody could be against that. As a frequent flyer, I certainly am not against that. Doesn't mean things can't go wrong. Things do. Todd Flood is the fine attorney, managing partner, founder of Flood Law, PLLC. He and his team represented five women who won over $100 million in a workplace sexual harassment lawsuit. Congratulations, first of all, to you, Todd. Is this your firm's first $100 million-plus dollar settlement?
Yes, this is our first jury trial that came to a unanimous verdict for the nine figures. Yeah, we've had eight figures, but this is the first time. And from what I understand, I haven't verified this yet, but largest jury verdict of this decade for a sexual harassment case in the workplace in Oakland County. So that's it was a humbling experience to represent these women. These young women, pretty crazy set of facts, but it was humbling to say the least.
Well, let's see. This is a jury in Oakland County Circuit Court presided over by Judge Cheryl Matthews, delivering that $106 million verdict against Science Beauty Tech and the company's owner, Gary, I don't know how to say his last name, Reichen.
We just call him Gary. Gary. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Give us some of the details.
Well, this was a common scheme and plan. If you ever wanted to see 404B in action, that's a fancy word of just a fancy rule of evidence, just showing how, there was a pattern of conduct that this serial person, Gary, did to hire younger women just coming out of college or graduated from high school and took advantage of them for ulterior purposes other than their career path. And systemically, one by one by one, he either touched, grabbed, called them insanely gross names. One young lady tried to injure herself after this. It's just one of those things where you can't make it up. I live in a sandbox where you think you've seen it all, but you really haven't when you come across a case like this. It was over 2022 and December of 2021. And if you go through January through April of 2022, systemically, he hired these young, beautiful women wanting to career path in health and science and selling medical equipment. Or fitness equipment, and really the ulterior motive was he just wanted to basically bed them, and it was disgusting.
He got caught. He's been found guilty. He now is ordered to pay this $106 million. What's the next step? They're going to fight this. They'll appeal it, but what's the next step?
he's going to attempt appeal. I doubt if he's going to post the $10 million for an appellate bond. But the next step, he converted a lot of assets, we know. So we're going to file a conversion lawsuit to capture the money that he had converted to other places and other locations. So that's the next step. If he does have an attorney that wants to take on this appeal, that would be remarkable. But the evidence was so overwhelming. It was an avalanche of evidence. And there was no errors. Judge Matthews held us to a pretty firm task of making sure we did everything properly. So there wasn't anything that I think is going to be an appellate issue. That we call that appellate clean, really. So the next step is to collect the money, and that'll take some time.
And how likely in a $106 million finding like this, how likely is it that you collect anywhere near that?
I'm sorry, Paul W. Say that one more time.
How likely? Here we have five women who have been awarded by the judge or the jury $106 million. What's the likelihood that they'll see that money?
They will see hopefully a good portion of that money. And I hire a great guy. His name is David Findling, probably one of the smartest lawyers around in the collection world. And he'll be a dog and a bone on this man's life. And bankruptcy won't work for him because of the intentional acts. So we'll go at it from that standpoint as well.
And then you had one of your attorneys, Alexa Otto, that worked
yes.
with you. So congratulations to all of you at Flood Law, including
Thank you so much.
The managing partner and the founder of Flood Law, Todd Flood. Quick question, that Pontiac mom now charged, as well she should be, with child abuse after her three kids were found living alone in squalor. We spoke with Sheriff Michael Bouchard about that the other day. So tell us what you can about that.
Well, child abuse in the first degree, so it fits it on all fours. This was cruel abandonment and an omission to act, leaving these three children to fend for themselves, all under the age of 18, but 14, 12, 9. Are you kidding me? This is exactly what first degree criminal child abuse is, and this is going to be a long-term sentence of prison. And parental rights will be taken away. The fact of what Sheriff Bouchard and his team did to see, that will never leave them. This was perhaps one of the most horrific criminal acts you could do to children. It happens, but it is, as I saw it and talked to Karen McDonald about it last night behind the bench, it was beyond insane and ugly. For those deputies to walk in there,
and that's what Mike said. But there's no chance of her getting off pleading mental illness or anything like that.
No, I don't see an incompetency. I don't see she wasn't howling at the moon, pouring milk over her head, you know, in suspenders. I don't see any insanity plea here. This was she was making sure she was texting back and forth apparently. And the drop off of food happened periodically. So I don't see any competency defense nor insanity defense.
Always telling it like it is. All around good guy. Very helpful to us. The managing partner, founder of Flood Law, PLLC, Todd Flood. Thank you, Todd. God bless you.
God bless you, Paul W. As always, my friend. Pleasure.
We continue in focus on WJR at 1243.